This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation, a great day, a great week. Certainly we're not going to be having a government shutdown. That's great. But what is not so great about the United States? Well, a number of things, and one of them, certainly one of the leading factors that interferes with people's lives, is the rising sense of danger that we are all imperiled by crime. There is a brand new survey by Gallup that shows that Americans are terrified of crime, which should be one of those things that ends up causing some advantage to the Republican Party as the party of law and order. And Republicans should embrace that identity because that is the right identity, it seems to me, morally and ethically and in terms of national interest. And certainly also the right identity for a party that actually wants to win. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will talk about some of the crime cases in the news, including the crime committed by David DePapp, who has just been convicted. They handed down a conviction. It didn't take them long. He didn't testify effectively. He's now looking at potentially life in prison, which it seems to me is appropriate. And we will also talk about another mass shooter who pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Does that kind of plea make any sense at all? And speaking of not guilty by reason of insanity, there's the latest update, which is the first time there's been some really, really good news about the great pretender, George Santos. We will get to that. We will get to that. Okay, first off, this new Gallup story, which is alarming. It's troubling. It's concerning. 63% of Americans describe the crime problem in the U.S. as either extremely or very serious. That's up from 54% when last measured in 2021. And it's the highest in Gallup's trend history. The prior high of 60% was recorded in the initial 2000 reading, as well as in 2010 and 2016. Meanwhile, far fewer, 17%, say the crime problem in their local area is extremely or very serious. But this is also up from 2021 and the highest in the trend by 1 point over 2014, 16%. More than three-quarters of Americans, 77%, believe there is more crime in the U.S. than a year ago. And a majority, 55%, say the same about crime in their local area. By the way, it's important to specify the difference between property crimes like car theft, which is a gigantic problem all across the country, but particularly in places that are near an international border, like Seattle. And not near an international border, but close enough driving distance. You can steal somebody's car and then hightail it to Canada. Both figures are similar to what Gallup measured last year and rank among the most pessimistic readings in the respective trends. Gallup has asked Americans about the direction of local crime since 1972 and national crime since 1989. The high point in perceptions of increased local crime is the 56% registered last year. Now, here's the part that is somewhat alarming to me, is that, okay, Americans' deteriorating perceptions of the crime problem correspond with a recent spike in the percentage reporting that crime has affected their own household. Overall, a combined 28% say they or someone in their household has been victimized in the past year by one of seven different crimes asked about in the survey. Those crimes include vandalism, car theft, burglary, robbery, armed robbery, sexual assault, and battery. The composite figure is up from 23% when the question was last asked in 2021 and from 20% in 2020. Now, here's the part that I think people need to keep in context here, is that when it comes to violent crime, which I think people have both a visceral and a appropriate sense of the distinction, how much more serious violent crime is. In other words, right now the attacker of Paul Pelosi, of Nancy Pelosi's husband, and he was seriously injured. It's a violent crime. That is a hideous crime. The crimes of gangs breaking into people's homes and tying them up and beating them up, harming them, that is a more serious crime than a burglary when no one is home. The law recognizes the difference. And I'm sure people do viscerally. But 6% of all people, not the 23% we're talking about, 6% report that they or someone in their household has been a victim of a violent crime. Okay, that's a little bit reassuring, isn't it, with all these negative numbers? The figure was 5% in the prior three readings, and only 3% of adults say that violent crime has happened to them. And speaking of violent crime, some of the background on the case of David DePape, who attacked Paul Pelosi. And again, I've talked about conspiracy theories a lot. Conspiracy theories are dangerous. They're not dangerous for other people necessarily, but they're danger for the people who believe in those conspiracies. It'll ruin your life. It'll make you incapable of functioning in a reasonable manner in a civilized world. But the Associated Press story says the man accused of attacking U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer apologized this week, echoing right-wing conspiracy theories to explain to jurors that he went to Pelosi's home as part of a bigger plot to end what he viewed as government corruption. In other words, he's hoping to be forgiven for what he did because he was actually fighting against government corruption. David DePape spoke for more than an hour, in which he tearfully recounted how his political leanings went from extreme left to extreme right after reading a comment on a YouTube video about former President Donald Trump. He said he bludgeoned Paul Pelosi after realizing his larger plan might be unraveling. What was his plan? Testimony wrapped up on Tuesday with closing arguments expected. They took place yesterday. DePape has pleaded not guilty to attempted kidnapping of a federal official and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official with intent to retaliate against the official for performance of her duties. DePape, who's 43, said that he went to the Pelosi's home to talk to Nancy Pelosi about Russian involvement in the 2016 election, and that he planned to wear an inflatable unicorn costume and upload his interrogation of her online. Prosecutors said he had rope and zip ties with him. DePape testified that his plan was to get Nancy Pelosi and other targets to admit their corruption. If she lied, I would break her kneecaps, he said. The choice is on her. The choice is on us to discard conspiracy theories, but there's more on crime and what it's doing to the country coming up on the MedVed Show.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael MedVed.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the conviction earlier today of David DePape, who was convicted of attacking Paul Pelosi. I know people have made jokes about this and ha ha ha, Paul Pelosi got hit on the head. There's one aspect of this story that I think puts it in context a little bit. is the Pape said he felt bad for Paul Pelosi after hearing testimony from a neurosurgeon who testified at the trial. Neurosurgeon operated on Paul Pelosi after the attack and testified that Pelosi had two wounds on his head, including a fracture in his skull that had to be mended with plates and screws. "He was never my target," the Pape said, "and I'm sorry that he got hurt." He also said that President Biden should pardon Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi. I don't know what they would need to be pardoned for, actually, quote, "so we can move forward as a country." This is Paul Pelosi in his testimony said that he managed to call police, but when officers arrived at the scene, the Pape hit him with a hammer. And again, they have this on tape. You can see it. And he said that the Pape told him, I'm going to have to take you out. Well, he will be out. He will be sentenced to at least 20 years. And it seems to me it could be worse than that because it's so flagrantly awful. And then there's another case. And again, it's also in the news because of a plea of not guilty. But it's not guilty by reason of insanity. And Dateline, Boulder, Colorado. A man accused of a mass shooting at a Colorado supermarket in 2021. Remember that? He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. As a judge ruled, the case can move to a trial following testimony giving new details of how he killed most of the 10 victims in just over a minute using a gun with a high-capacity magazine. Attorneys for Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa entered the plea before District Judge Ingrid Baki in Boulder. The plea means that Alisa's attorneys are now claiming mental illness prevented him from understanding right from wrong on March 22, 2021, the day of the attack. See, this whole misuse of the insanity defense, does anybody really believe that you are so disturbed, you don't know that it's wrong to shoot people down? And then part of what he did was he shot people as quickly as he could. And then when he saw them falling down, he went over to shoot them again to make sure they were dead. Now, honestly, I understand he has mental illness. I understand he has a history of psychiatric problems. But to say that somebody doesn't understand that this is wrong, it's outrageous. The hearing marked the first time prosecutors have spoken publicly about what happened at the crowded store in the college town of Boulder in the more than 2 years since the shooting, with the case stalled for much of the time after the suspect was deemed mentally incompetent. But can't you take any subject, any evildoer, even, dare I say it, Osama bin Laden, and say, oh, well, this is insane. This is crazy. He couldn't tell right from wrong. And maybe sometimes you think you are telling right from wrong, but there is such a thing as absolute right and wrong. And murder of people you don't even know? Which is, by the way, not to say that it's somehow better to murder people you know. It's murder is murder. Again, it's such a basic violation. It's unbelievable to me that we're arguing about this in court. New revelations this week included that the suspect researched how to carry out a mass shooting by keeping notes on his iPhone for months. Before the attack, he had notes about guns and how to move and how to shoot people. An investigator said he targeted moving people and kept shooting them until he knew they were dead. And he had six high-capacity magazines, which are illegal to possess in Colorado. The defendant came armed and ready to kill as many innocent, defenseless, and unarmed people as quickly as he could. Prosecutor Michael Daugherty said he killed 8 of them within 69 seconds. He was able to do that because of the large capacity magazines. Clad in an orange and white striped jail uniform, Alyssa looked down in court and at times at the judges as she advised him of his rights before his plea was entered. If successful, the plea would allow Alyssa, who has been diagnosed with schizophrenia, to avoid prison altogether and instead to be committed indefinitely to a state mental hospital. He's charged with 10 counts of murder, 15 counts of attempted murder, and other offenses in the shooting in Boulder. It is just appalling. And by the way, when you talk about not knowing right from wrong, this is an unbelievable headline, breaking news. Bin Laden is bad. The reason the White House had to send out this statement is that a flood of TikTok users, we were talking about this earlier, has begun posting videos of themselves agreeing with Bin Laden's infamous letter to America, which was filled with anti-American and anti-Semitic justifications for the attacks. And they make a couple of points in this letter that was issued by the White House. And I'm glad that they're attending to this. Number one, there is never a justification for spreading the repugnant, evil, and anti-Semitic lies that the leader of Al-Qaeda issued just after committing the worst terrorist attack in American history, highlighting them as his direct motivation for murdering 2,977 innocent Americans. No one should ever insult the 2,977 American families still mourning loved ones by associating themselves with the vile words of Osama bin Laden, particularly now at a time of rising anti-Semitic violence in the world and just after Hamas terrorists carried out the worst slaughter of the Jewish people since the Holocaust in the name of the same conspiracy theories. Like President Joe Biden said earlier this year, in remembrance of those Americans who lost their lives because of Osama bin Laden, it's more important now than ever that we come together against a rising tide of hatred and extremism. And how about a rising tide of corruption? There's actually some good news on the corruption front. Maybe that's not the right way to say it, but it is certainly is good news. We'll be right back with that surprising news on the MedVed Show.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. President Biden maintains his belief that Chinese President Xi Jinping is a dictator.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a communist country that's based on a form of government totally different than ours.
Biden was questioned about whether he would continue using the term after the significant meeting with the Chinese leader in San Francisco. A jury has convicted David DePape, who was charged with breaking into the home of Representative Nancy Pelosi and hitting her 83-year-old husband in the head with a hammer in an act of political violence. DePapp, a Canadian citizen who was living in San Francisco at the time, was found guilty by a jury in federal court Thursday of assault and kidnapping charges. Consumers might experience a decline in grocery prices, as Walmart's CEO suggests the U.S. food industry could be entering a phase of deflation after 3 years of significant inflation. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are so many problems to worry about in the world and in our country, including the problem of crime, which we're talking about. But there will be one less criminal in the House of Representatives after the election next time. And I'm not talking now about some formidable opponent who's coming up to challenge a malefactor. What I'm talking about is, well, the great pretender.
Call me a liar. I faked my way to Congress, which is absolutely amazing.
I like blowing stories that are not there up.
Oh, yeah. I'm a pretender.
I'm Jewish. Remember, I was raised Catholic.
And I'm doing well.
I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona. Call me a liar.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
No, it's not false at all.
It's not false at all, no, but it's criminal. George Santos actually was able to post a bond so that he could continue functioning as a member of the United States House of Representatives. $500,000 in bond, according to a court document unsealed today, just a couple of hours ago, over the congressman's objection. This is the and meanwhile, the House Ethics Committee, a lot of people say, and use the line, they have a House Ethics Committee and they don't have much to do because not many much ethics in the House. Well, concerning George Santos, this is the NBC report on what the Ethics Committee found about the Great Pretender.
The House Ethics Committee just released its report on indicted Congressman George Santos. And the big headline from this report is, we're still going through it, they say that there is substantial evidence that Santos violated federal laws.
This is the work of the committee that has been poring over this topic, investigating Santos, and now we have this report just in a couple of minutes ago. They say that Santos blatantly stole from his campaign, spending campaign funds, according to this report, which we are just going through now, on things like Botox, lavish trips to Atlantic City, on OnlyFans, on designer goods, I mean, really everything under the sun. He misappropriated official campaign funds, again, that were supposed to go to his campaign for personal expenses. The committee is also saying that Santos's conduct warrants public condemnation. They say it was beneath the dignity of the office and has brought severe discredit upon the House. I mean, really, going through this report, they are all but recommending that Santos be expelled without really going that far. But the things they are alleging in here is certainly damning on us.
Okay, certainly, certainly he should be expelled. By the way, he's taking campaign money that people have contributed to him. And by the way, some of those people who contributed, who gave his credit card numbers, he illegally used those credit card numbers and took out more money from their accounts. And he spent it on Botox and OnlyFans. You know what OnlyFans is for people out there who are sheltered from it, and God willing we all should be. OnlyFans is internet porn. And it's a, quote, amateur porn, but I believe it costs money. This whole thing is unbelievable. Okay, he finally announced he is not running for re-election because he's running to avoid long imprisonment. George Santos's father and his aunt paid the congressman's $500,000 bail bond. According to the court document unsealed earlier today. Yeah, it was unleashed. This was over the congressman's objection. Santos, a first-term Republican who represents parts of Queens and Nassau County on Long Island, posted the bond after pleading not guilty last month to a 13-count indictment accusing him of fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. George Santos said he is not running for a second term in 2024 after the Health Ethics Committee report today found substantial evidence that he violated the law. The report stated at nearly every opportunity he placed his desire for private gain above his duty to uphold the Constitution, federal law, and ethical principles. And by the way, common decency and a common sense. How do you think you're not going to get caught? Jerk. He said, I will not be seeking re-election for a second term in 2024, as my family deserves better than to be under the gun from the press all the time. Oh, that's why he's not running again. It's because his family deserves better? How about his constituents? Ken Buck, Republican of Colorado, had something to say about this George Santos disaster. Listen, here's Ken Buck.
I'm hoping that George does the right thing and resigns and leaves Congress. The Thanksgiving break is a great time to do that, clean out his office. But I did not vote in the past to expel George because I didn't believe there was due process. He had been charged criminally with felonies, very serious matters, but he had not been found guilty. And so the Ethics Committee really, I think, gave him the opportunity. He did not avail himself of that opportunity. The Ethics Committee found that he did not cooperate with the investigation, and I think he's been given the fair due process now.
And if he does not resign within a reasonable amount of time, Thanksgiving, as you put out, would be a good time, or over the other holidays, would you then favor the resolution for expulsion?
I would favor it, and I believe that Speaker Johnson will bring it sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay, it's better if he could leave the Congress of the United States before Thanksgiving. And first of all, it's appropriate because the guy's a turkey. Okay. Secondly, it would give us something else to be thankful for. This is unreal. And again, the fact that it's gone on as long as it has with all of these horrible details, it's a terrible thing. Okay, speaking of losers, the January 6th rioter dubbed the QAnon Shaman. He was the guy with the horns on his helmet and the bare chest and the fur blanket around his neck. And okay, the QAnon Shaman plans to run for Congress as which party? Not Democratic. Not Republican, thank goodness. He's running as a Libertarian in the 2024 general election. Chansley, which is his actual name, who became one of the faces of the attack due to his distinctive horned headdress and face paint that he wore on January 6th, filed paperwork today declaring his intention to run as a candidate in Arizona's 8th Congressional District. Representative Debbie Lesko, a very conservative Republican, said she won't seek re-election in the district. Chansley was sentenced in November 2021 to 41 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to a felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding in relation to the Capitol attack. His lawyers said during court proceedings that he had disavowed both QAnon conspiracy theories and former President Trump. Chansley was released to a Phoenix halfway house last March. Arizona law prohibits people convicted of felonies from voting until they have completed their sentence and had their civil rights restored, says Arizona Central. However, the U.S. Constitution does not bar convicted felons from holding federal office. Does anyone know what the main issues that Chansley, the QAnon shaman, is running on? And he says he doesn't believe in QAnon anymore. He doesn't believe in President Trump anymore. Maybe that's why he's running with the Libertarian Party. We will be back on the Medved Show with more on embarrassing dysfunction and our legal system.
Well, why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there's a question about Colorado. Yesterday we had a wonderful story about Colorado, about a faithful dog named Finney, a small terrier who stayed for more than a month with the body of his owner who died in a hiking accident. But in any event, this in Colorado... two Coloradans who were arrested in connection with the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol have been taken into custody for allegedly breaching the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021. Okay, isn't this a what took them so long question? They prevented the certification of the, or attempted to prevent the certification of the 2020 election results following a Stop the Steal rally attended by former President Donald Trump hours earlier. It was not just attended by President Trump, it was summoned by President Trump. He spoke. Eric Zeiss, who's 37, of Monument, Colorado, and Justin Schulze, of 31, of Colorado Springs, were arrested this week and faced felony and misdemeanor charges after reportedly storming the U.S. Capitol with hundreds of other Trump supporters that day as they chanted, "Stop the Steal!" and our house," as rioters banged on glass windows before breaching the U.S. Capitol, according to a criminal complaint filed in the District of Columbia. Also, Gregory Yetman, who was arrested by the FBI after a search last week, had been reported to the Bureau as a Capitol riot participant by the military shortly after January 6th, yet continued to serve in the National Guard for more than a year and was not charged until this month, court documents show. But a New Jersey National Guard official told USA Today earlier this year that Yetman continued to serve in the Guard for more than a year after that time. He was honorably discharged in March of 2022. The U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command identified Yetman to the FBI on January 14, 2021, 8 days after the insurrection, the documents state. This fact that these cases, hundreds of which have been settled, either through convictions, which is most common, or guilty pleas, or plea bargains, but the idea that we are now going to have a campaign where one of the contenders, certainly the leading contender for the Republican nomination, President Trump, believe that the issue of pardons and for forgiveness for the people who attacked the Capitol building It's an extraordinary moment. Meanwhile, there was an extraordinary moment today with the President of the United States meeting again with the leader of the second most economically powerful country in the world, and probably the second most militarily powerful country in the world, President meeting with President Xi of China. But President Xi spoke at a speech at APEC, at the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Council, and he indicated that the Chinese have only friendly intentions toward the U.S. Listen. Clip 18.
Whatever stage of development it may reach, China will never pursue hegemony or expansion and will never impose its will on others. China does not seek spheres of influence and will not fight a cold war or a hot war with anyone. China will remain committed to dialogue and oppose confrontation and build partnerships instead of alliances. It will continue to pursue a mutually beneficial strategy of opening up. The modernization we are pursuing is not for China alone. We are ready to work with all countries to advance global modernization featuring peaceful development, mutually beneficial cooperation, and common prosperity, and to build a community with a shared future for mankind.
Okay, it's good to hear it, whether you believe it or not, but still, at least there is a gesture of China moving or claiming to move, or preparing to move, or considering moving in the right direction. And remember, President Trump just a couple of days ago was saying that, very much praising Xi Jinping, and saying that voice, the presence, the command. Biden also commented on his meeting with Xi during his speech at APEC. Here's what the President of the United States had to say, clip 19.
My message to all of you here today is, leaders of government and industry, you can count on the United States. We're delivering on our promises, and we're doubling down on our progress. And we'll soon be your strong and steady partner as we continue working together to realize the Asia-Pacific region that is free and open, prosperous and secure, resilient and connected. The United States is a Pacific power. I had that brief discussion yesterday with President Xi. He had asked me before, I reminded him, why we are so engaged in the Pacific. It's because we're a Pacific nation. And because of us, there's been peace and security in the region, allowing you to grow. He didn't disagree. By the way, it was a very good, straightforward meeting. We aren't going anywhere. For decades, America's enduring commitment to the region has been a springboard that's enabled growth, transformative growth, ensured the open flow of commerce, lifted millions of people out of poverty.
Now, all those things are true. It is obviously one of the big challenges for President Biden. There was a piece by Nate Silver recently which said that if Biden can't run a typical campaign or an effective campaign, he needs to step aside as a contender for the presidency. Look, this meeting with President Xi, they reached some meaningful agreements on using law enforcement resources to break up some of the fentanyl-producing chemicals being smuggled into the United States, or smuggled into Mexico, actually, and then made into fentanyl. And any progress that China could help us make regarding fentanyl is worthwhile progress. And China has such a difficult economic situation right now, and the growth rate has gone down so dramatically for the Chinese that some cooperation with the United States really seems possible. Meanwhile, the Bay Bridge was shut down this morning by protesters demonstrating against not President Xi, the dictator of China, but President Biden and his stance toward Israel. Here's what they sounded like. This clip one. And they were chanting not just ceasefire now, but stop genocide and other slogans. There were much worse demonstrations last night in Washington, D.C. Where did they demonstrate? To not the Israeli embassy. We have an Israeli embassy, of course, in Washington, D.C. So where did they go? We will tell you about that. We'll also take a look at the ongoing problems of anti-Semitism on campus, new polling that should encourage Republicans, and more money and energy for Nikki Haley. Meanwhile, Substack. Join us on Substack. It is completely free. There is no obligation at all, and there's fascinating material that is put up there virtually every day. In fact, I'm putting up a piece tonight about the food war, which is a claim, fights over who invented hummus, basically. Now, this is Middle Eastern food, but is there such a thing as Palestinian cuisine? Is there such a thing as Israeli cuisine? We will be talking about that at Substack. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com. Coming back, what was found in the Shifra Hospital? What did the Israeli capture of that hospital signify? And where do we go from here? And what do intercepts done by the United States, not Israel, what do intercepts of Hamas messages to fighters in the field reveal to this greatest nation on God's green earth?
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.